From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Kenya was nearly derailed by its recent election, and now Kenyans are enthusiastically watching the presidential race in the U.S. Democrat Barack Obama's father came from Kenya, and Obama still has family there. A lot of Kenyans are rooting for him. As NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, people say that backing Obama requires them to understand American-style politics.
On April Fool's Day, a nationally distributed newspaper in Kenya ran a front-page story saying that Illinois Senator Barack Obama was in the country for a surprise visit. This was an exclusive. Obama was to make a speech in downtown Nairobi, then head to his ancestral homeland near Lake Victoria. Kenya's fragile phone lines heated up. What? When? Where? Why didn't anybody call me? One American reporter spluttered. My paper is going to want something about this. Did I mention it was April Fool's Day? Angry readers struck back, calling the paper to complain. Kenyans have high expectations for their favorite son, and they don't want to be disappointed.
Overall, there's been a lot of excitement in Kenya over the possibility of Obama becoming president. You know, and, you know, his party, I think, is the way the Irish were excited over John F. Kennedy.
Mutuma Rutieri is the dean of the Kenyan Human Rights Institute. Rutieri spent 4 years at the University of Nebraska earning a Ph.D. in political science. If he had a vote, he'd go with Obama 08.
There's a sense in which Bill Clinton was, you know, when he spoke, you felt, yes, this is a great politician. But I think there's a sense in which reading Obama's speech, you say, yes, this is a great man. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
After a stormy election period that left more than 1,000 Kenyans dead and hundreds of thousands more displaced and despondent, people here are soaking up the race for the Democratic nomination like biscuits on gravy. In Nairobi, a taxi driver will tell you that superdelegates are likely to decide the Democratic nomination. So will the telephone repairman and the lady who sells hot corn cobs on the street.
There's a lot of talk about it. You get the impression that people are very impressed.
Peter Wanyande teaches political science at the University of Nairobi. He got his Ph.D. at the University of Florida in Gainesville. Like Obama, Wanyande's ancestors are from the Luo tribe. But Wanyande contends that he never imagined that a Luo or any black man could come this close to winning the White House.
People believe, actually, in this part of the world, that Americans are generally racist. And so people ask, has America changed?
Senator Obama's speech on race relations is almost required reading in Kenya. In interview after interview, people quoted from it. And when they said we, it was hard to tell whether they were speaking for African Americans or Kenyans. One man said out of the blue, we cannot wash this away. Not this time. They say no language can celebrate a man like the Luo language. But Jamaican singer Coco T has a tribute to Obama that's climbing the Kenyan charts. There's a gray Mercedes in town with a rare Obama 08 sticker on the back. And here's the twist. The driver is called Osodo. Hillary Osodo.
I was named Hillary when I was an infant. And I grew up knowing that I was Hillary. So I believe I should not just support Hillary Clinton because she's called Hillary.
But why not Hillary?
So many people, they'll say they will never elect a woman for president. There's this popular saying that omuhasi, avondwae ni jikoni.
And that means?
That means a woman's place is in the kitchen.
But Osodo says a woman could be president of Kenya in 10 to 20 years. Orie Rogo-Manduli says it will be sooner than that. She ran for parliament last year, and like many other female candidates here, she was physically beaten by people who wanted her out of the race. Manduli says she was in the hospital for 20 days and lost.
All the women candidates were used crushed, smashed. You're called prostitutes. You know, called names that are unprintable.
In the gathering darkness of the evening, Manduli raised a glass of red wine and made a toast to women. But that being said, she has bad news for Senator Clinton.
I adore Hillary. But unfortunately for Hillary, that out of the woodworks came a brilliant man in the name of Barack Obama.
But ask some Kenyans why Obama would be good for Kenya, and that's when you see the need for a basic civics class. In western Kenya, just outside the regional capital of Kisumu, farmer Joshua Alar is expecting President Obama to fix his roads and improve the electricity near his house.
We believe that Obama will also work with our government, and through him we can get financial assistance.
People here are partial. Obama's grandmother lives just down the road. That's behind Senator Obama Secondary School. The neighbors want Obama as president to somehow make their lives a little easier.
The majority of them don't understand. There are people who think maybe Obama is going to become our next president or our next member of parliament.
That's Saeed Obama, Barack's uncle. He works at an alcohol distilling plant in Kisumu.
He's an American politician, and if elected, he's going to be answerable to the American people.
But Kenyans are hoping that Obama won't forget them.
Obama is like one of those outrageous dreams you might have.
Oyunga Pala also comes from western Kenya. He's the editor of the country's hottest men's magazine called Adam. Pala says the senator from Illinois has already proved to Kenyans that they can do what they want in this world, maybe even fix their own divided country.
If it does do it, it'll be amazing. It's like a World Cup, man. You know, your nation that won the World Cup. Wow. How can you not celebrate?
At the very least, the Democrats have given people here something hopeful to talk about. Regardless of the finish in the U.S., it's a start for Kenya. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi. Barack Obama, oh, oh, yeah.